A reading from the Gospel of Luke. At that time, Jesus came to Jericho and intended to pass through the town. Now a man there named Zacchaeus, who was a chief tax collector and also a wealthy man, was seeking to see who Jesus was, but he could not see him because of the crowd, for he was short in stature. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree in order to see Jesus, who was about to pass that way. When he reached the place, Jesus looked up and said, "Zacchaeus, come down quickly, for today I must stay at your house." And he came down quickly and received him with joy. When they saw this, they began to grumble, saying, "He has gone to stay at the house of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, "Behold, half of my possessions, Lord, I shall give to the poor, and if I have extorted anything from anyone, I shall repay it four times over." And Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a descendant of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save what was lost." The Gospel of the Lord. To many, Zacchaeus is one of the most appealing characters in the New Testament. In today's story, he displays an unselfconsciousness, an ingenuity, a spontaneity, and enthusiasm as he runs ahead of the crowd and climbs a tree in order to see this Jesus who is passing by in the midst of the crowd. Among his own community, however, he is the despised chief tax collector who has become rich at their expense. But Jesus must have seen a repentant spirit in the heart of Zacchaeus. Jesus knew that Zacchaeus was ready for conversion. He knew that Zacchaeus' behavior rose out of more than mere curiosity. Zacchaeus sincerely desired to know this Jesus, and Jesus recognized that such desire readied him for conversion. Clearly, also, repentance was uppermost in Zacchaeus' heart. He had no sooner jumped down from the tree in response to Jesus' command to do so than he promised to make amends for his years of greed and extortion. He just needed that one moment. As the scripture says, he just stood there. In that one moment of silence, his spirit was touched by the presence of utter goodness standing before him, and the contrast with his own sinfulness prompted immediate confession and repentance. He had been seeking Jesus. Jesus had been seeking him. The sacred moment of meeting brought enormous joy and a new life for Zacchaeus. We have here the simple and profound story of conversion, from readiness to repentance to renewal. The externals of Zacchaeus' life probably didn't change much, but the quality of his living was entirely new. So we're led to ponder how this dynamic unfolds in our own lives. Is the desire of our hearts for God deep enough, alive enough, to allow our lives to be upended as was Zacchaeus? Are we listening for Jesus to invite himself to stay at our house? And would we receive him with such great joy? How much do we really want to be changed? Would we, figuratively, even climb a tree to see who this Jesus really is? How willingly will we admit that we know we are lost without Jesus? He who tells us today, "The Son of Man has come to seek and to save what was lost."